Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
6 minutes now it is to 6 o'clock. Comic-Con Cape Town is taking place this weekend at the CTICC all the way until the 1st of May. It goes to Joburg Expo Center in September. Joining me on the line is a marketing manager for Comic-Con Cape Town, Calvin van der Berg. Calvin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me on the show so early. I really, really appreciate it.
Anyone who's never been to Comic-Con or who doesn't even know what it's about, please tell them why they should make their way down to the CTICC over this long weekend.
Sure. So Comic-Con can sound like a little bit of a weird and a foreign concept, but I think it's something that's really, really special. We've got 5 days worth of pop culture and a really, really cool gaming experience planned for the city of Cape Town. It's an opportunity for people to dress up as their favorite superheroes, to play a whole bunch of games, to pick up some comic books, to explore the Artist Alley, which has over 120 local artists in it, where they can really, really just enjoy everything to do with pop culture and geek culture and all that kind of fun stuff.
Primarily driven by gaming and comic books, right?
Yes, primarily driven by gaming and comic books. We have a whole level of the CTICC too, pretty much dedicated towards the gaming experience. And then at the bottom, on level one of the festival, we also have a whole lot of pop culture-focused stuff.
You've got some special guests that will be on your program today. Not today, but for the 5 days. Who would you like to highlight?
Awesome. So we have 3 international celebrities coming through. We have Veronica Taylor, who's a voiceover artist. She was the original English voice of Ash Ketchum from the Pokemon series way back. We have Leslie Ann Brunt, who is from South Africa originally and actually from Cape Town originally. And she played Mazzie Keen in the Lucifer series. And she's got a whole lot of really cool projects coming up at the moment. And then somebody that I'm really, really excited to have at the show is Sean Gunn. And he's made massive contributions towards the Marvel Universe, especially through the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. So we've got some really great guests coming through this weekend.
And literally options upon options upon options of things to do. There is a main stage, which I imagine will have some of the big guns, obviously, and main things. But you've got an artist's alley. You've got a tabletop gaming spot. You've got after dark events. And I'm gonna suggest people go to the program section of your website, which is comiconafrica.co.za. What are you looking forward to the most, Calvin?
I've got to be very honest with you. There's nothing like the orchestra opening for the show. It's such a special moment. We have a musical school that's opening up for us, and they'll be playing a whole lot of Disney theme songs. I'm really looking forward to that. But on the Monday and the Tuesday of the event, the one day we've themed to celebrate horror, and the second day we're trying to make Cape Town's biggest pajama party. So we're encouraging the fans to all come after work and spend some time with us in their pajamas.
Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there's still tickets available. Unfortunately, Saturday and Sunday are sold out. But based off the popular demand, that's what we've decided to go across 5 days. So there's still tickets available for next week, Monday, Tuesday, and of course Wednesday, which is the public holiday.
When you say sold out, what does that mean, Calvin? it's a CTICC. You've got all that space for you and your supporters.
Well, this is what's really exciting is last year we actually sold out 3 times, which sounds absolutely ridiculous. We assessed the capacities of the venue and then we decided that we could open a little bit more and then we sold tickets again. And then we did that again. And this year, sold out means sold out with a capital S and a capital O. So there'll be no more tickets available for Saturday and Sunday.
All right. So people then should not purchase the 5-day pass, which I know was one of the options, right? They should rather look for tickets for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which I imagine will be equally popular because it is a public holiday.
Yes, yes. And actually, our 5-day passes have also sold out. So there's definitely a lot of interest, and we're so thankful for all the love that we've been receiving from the Mother City. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah. Comic-Con, of course, is a phenomenon overseas, without a doubt, right? And you've got the big stars often launching product. Marvel takes over just about everywhere, quite frankly. But then mm-hmm. so does DC Comics. And it's always amazing watching interviews with these big, big, big Hollywood superstars who are overwhelmed sometimes by the level of support that they get. This Comic-Con Africa is inspired by that, right?
Yeah, so it's actually a derivative of the international cons, and we bring a world class standard. We're super super excited, and we're happy to share the quality of this Comic Con that we have in South Africa. And we've actually got a lot of comments from our international guests that have also come through saying, "This is amazing. This is very much like a festival." So I think that we've put a really really cool spin on such an international concept to turn it from. Comic-Con is obviously conference, but we like to treat ourselves a little bit more like a festival. There'll be food truck villages, there'll be music, there'll be cool activations. So it's going to be a really, really great vibey time.
Have a wonderful time. 5 days of magic, really, at the CTICC, Comic-Con Africa, taking place at the CTICC all the way until the 1st of May. Tickets sold out tomorrow and Sunday, but you can have tickets for Monday, Tuesday, as well as Wednesday. Go to comicconafrica.co.za for details and how you can buy tickets.